From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A government report released today shows the economy contracted at an annual rate of 1% in the second quarter of the year. The drop in the gross domestic product was less than many analysts had predicted. Alan Levinson with T. Rowe Price Group in Baltimore, Maryland, says this does not mean the recession is over.
I've seen enough things that I didn't expect to see, and I've underestimated the impact of enough things over the last 2 years. I'm not going to say that we're home free and we're on a glide path to growth. Whether it's further declines in house prices or problems in commercial real estate, it's certainly possible that banks could yet be overrun by their bad loans. So that the financial crisis is still alive and well.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says he thinks the recession will end later this year. The Senate handed President Obama another health care setback last night. A key committee chairman announced his panel will not be able to act before members leave for their summer break. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
It's been clear for weeks that the full Senate wouldn't be able to complete work on a health overhaul before the recess that begins at the end of next week, but there were hopes that the influential Finance Committee could broker a bipartisan deal. Those, however, were dashed last night by Committee Chairman Max Baucus of Montana.
It's clear there will not be a markup next week. That's clear. But nevertheless, we are as committed, if not more committed, to finding a bipartisan agreement.
Baucus said he'll continue meeting with two other Democrats and three Republicans to try to strike a deal throughout the recess if necessary, but the failure to complete committee action is a major setback for the process. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Bush's former political advisor Karl Rove has completed 2 days of interviews with the House Judiciary Committee. He was questioned about his role in the firing of 9 U.S. attorneys. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Earlier this month, Rove gave an interview to The Washington Post and The New York Times under the condition that they not publish his quotes until now, when his closed-door testimony to Congress finished. In the interview, Rove portrayed himself as a conduit for concerns about U.S. attorneys. He said, "I was a recipient of complaints, and I passed them on to the counsel's office to be passed on to justice." The Post and The Times also received internal White House emails Rove was part of, and some of those messages show Rove playing a larger role in discussing who should be fired and appointed as a replacement. A federal prosecutor is looking into whether some of the U.S. attorneys were fired for not being partisan enough. That could be a crime. An earlier report by the Inspector General was inconclusive, partly because Rove and others refused to cooperate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 7 points, the Nasdaq is down 3.5, the S&P is down 2. This is NPR News. Several bombs exploded near Shiite mosques in Baghdad today as worshippers were leaving after Friday prayers. Officials say at least 27 people were killed, dozens more were wounded. This has been the deadliest month for U.S. troops in Afghanistan since the U.S. invasion to oust the Taliban in 2001. Military officials say 42 U.S. service personnel were killed in July. A British man wanted by the U.S. for hacking into government and defense computers has lost his latest appeal against extradition. Larry Miller reports from London.
Gary McKinnon is alleged to have hacked into 97 U.S. government computers, including those belonging to the Navy and NASA. McKinnon says he was looking for information on UFOs in the belief the United States had evidence but was covering it up and he had done no damage. McKinnon's lawyers describe him as a UFO eccentric and that the U.S. description of him as a danger to national security was a complete fantasy. So far, McKinnon has lost his extradition battle at every stage. In this latest appeal, the High Court said the extradition was a lawful and proportionate response to the offense, and as the alleged crime was committed against the U.S., any trial should be held there. McKinnon claims he is autistic, and that caused his behavior. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
It appears an agreement has been reached in the case against Swiss bank UBS. The Justice Department sued the bank to make it identify thousands of American account holders suspected of hiding billions of dollars to avoid taxes. A trial was to start Monday. A Justice Department attorney told the judge today the major issues have been resolved. He didn't disclose details. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.